This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Case.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. We'll take your calls about anything. You just dial on in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. You can create the content there that you see on the front page of the website. You can submit a news story or a blog post or YouTube video or whatever it is you want to share with us and our listeners. And then other listeners will vote on it. They'll vote it up if they like, maybe vote it down if they don't. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. Ian and Mark in the studio with you as normal here tonight. And Mark, there was a story, I don't know if we teased it on the air, but I know you told me about it off the air, about this young man at a high school, apparently, who has been engaging in some level of preaching. He's, considers himself a minister. I'm not sure of what religion or church, but...
Well, I don't know if he considers himself a minister, but he certainly has...
If you're preaching on the street, doesn't that make you a minister?
Well, you'd have to ask him. Okay. I don't know the term minister doesn't come out in this article, and in his audio, he doesn't say he's a minister. I would think that everybody who's a Christian...
ministering, then...
Well, minister means to serve.
Gotcha.
Everybody who believes strongly in the Christian faith, and that would be the only Christians, I guess. I mean, if you don't believe strongly, then you're not really a Christian, right? I mean, that's kind of what the Bible says. Jesus vomits out people who are lukewarm. So, you're not familiar with that verse?
Nope. Okay. Well, I haven't read the whole Bible.
Yeah. Well, having read the whole Bible doesn't mean I've memorized everything.
Gotcha.
Certainly, there's parts that I've read and haven't read, and a lot of it's just boring. But in this guy's case, I guess he's just doing what a Christian should do.
He's causing some controversy, apparently, by doing what he's doing. So what's going on? Where's this coming from?
SeattlePI.com. An Everett High School student who claims he was wrongly suspended for loudly sharing his Christian faith has sued the school district, claiming his constitutional rights were violated. And, that in of itself is a kind of an interesting thing when you bring somebody, essentially force them in. You know, when it comes to school, you're forced to go to some kind of school.
That's correct.
Now, with homeschooling rules, you can basically say, I'm homeschooled, and you don't have to go to school. But, I mean...
Depends on the state. There's different rules for homeschoolers. Some are more arduous than others.
Yeah, I wouldn't claim to know what those rules are in Seattle and the surrounding country. But I'm just saying that things aren't the truant officer doesn't necessarily walk around grabbing kids like they did in Little Rascals, assuming that was historically accurate at any point. I don't know the answer to that. But you force somebody to, you certainly force their parents. Anybody who owns property has to pay to run a school. You don't have the choice on that. That's not like, we send our kid to a religious school, so we're not going to pay our property tax, or we'd like a credit or whatever it is. They don't really do that. And so you can't claim that a school is not a monopoly. A government school is a monopoly.
Sure.
So you force the kids to go to school. You force the parents to pay for public school. Force everybody to pay for public school. And then when they're there, the kids, exactly how does freedom of speech work? You can't run a classroom with freedom of speech because then that's what we call talking out of turn. And so it's a kind of a difficult situation.
Well, there is no freedom of speech on government school campuses. I mean, that was told to me pretty crystal clear when I went to school.
Well, this kid's been suspended 3 times for passing out tracts and loudly preaching. Michael Leal proselytized to his classmates at Cascade High School and passed out a lengthy, this is what I get, an Everett High School student, and then Michael Leal proselytized at his classmates in Cascade High School. I don't know the specifics, but maybe Everett is the name of the county or something. So,
yeah,
anyhow, maybe. Passed out a lengthy, mass-produced religious tract, so he's got his own ramblings that he's typed out. To the apparent annoyance of school administrators, Leal was suspended 3 times after he refused to tone down his free-form sermons and stop handing out Bible verses. With the help of a National Christians Right organization, Leal filed a federal lawsuit Monday against the Everett High, the Everett School District, his school principal, and others. In it, he contends he was subjected to religious discrimination during the months-long fight with school and staff over his sermons and pamphleteering. So does that kind of give you the picture of what's going on here?
A little bit. I mean, obviously, you know, I wasn't there when it was transpiring.
Yeah, how loud is loud?
Right. If he were standing outside a classroom and class is going on and he's shouting and, you know, causing a disruption, then there's an argument there to say, hey, you know, this is not the appropriate venue for shouting.
Some of the claims of the students is that they're disturbed by the content, claiming that military members are, you know, not. It's not a good idea to be a military member. It's and of course the ever stand by with the religious, the gay and lesbians. You know, like, so there's groups that they don't feel are being, you know, it feels like discrimination or whatever. So that was one of the comments from the students. I didn't get the impression he's actually standing up during class unless sort of called on and that sort of thing, but you know, even if you're standing in the hallway in the 5 minute break, just doing some kind of impromptu sermon, could they call that a disruption? I don't know.
They can call anything they want a disruption.
Sure.
I mean, anything that's outside of the traditional school day purview. But, you know, I find it disturbing that they would go after him for pamphleting. That's, by its nature, a quiet activity, and no one is forced to take a pamphlet from you.
I think that's an interesting one. If he's written the pamphlet, too, so you kind of asked...
It doesn't matter to me who wrote the pamphlet, but...
I can see why you might not allow somebody to pass out pamphlets that are from some other organization, because then, you know, then you just find organizations trying to find high school students so that they can then have the high school students pamphleteered, right?
Yeah,
like, these are young impressionable minds, and, you know, this is when we want to catch them, so let's get them pamphleteered. Where can we find a high school student? And so then you have that situation, whereas if the high school student is writing the pamphlet, then you have a different...
seems more legit. Okay.
I get it.
Okay, I get where you're coming from.
I'm not supporting any of this. I think that this is a problem of the tragedy of the commons. I'm against public schools generally. I don't think people should be threatened at the danger of having their homes stolen from them.
I agree with you there, but, I mean, the public schools exist, and while they do exist, should free speech be an option there? Should it be something that young people are allowed to engage in on a government school campus?
I don't think it's possible. I mean, what is free speech, and how does it? I mean, when you're on government land, you should be able to say what you want because you are paying for that government land.
You're forced to be there.
You're forced to pay for it, and so therefore you should have the right to speak on government land. However, we have class time for 50 minutes. You need to sit down and shut up so other people can learn. So you have this these two things that are at odds. I don't think you can have free speech in a school. That is one of the reasons why I don't believe the government should be involved in schooling anyway.
Mm.
Add on top of that the fact that the public schools generally are sort of created to, subjugate one class over another.
Well, yeah. I mean, the government schools essentially are there to kind of create a drone worker class person who is going to, you know, go to some job and then eventually retire.
Sit down, shut up, raise your hand if you have to use the bathroom.
Yeah. But, I mean, at the same time, Mark, you're not saying you oppose this guy's, ability to speak and on this government property. You're saying you oppose the idea of the government schools. But the government schools are there, so while they are there, shouldn't there be some level of free speech allowed? I say yes, there absolutely should be. And I think that the school is stepping into dangerous territory by telling this guy that he can't even pass out a pamphlet. Again, I don't mind the idea of, hey, you know, you can't shout Bible tracts or shout anything while you're, you know, the class is in session. But if he's on his break, if he's at his lunchtime, for instance, and if he wants to stand out and, you know, if he wants to have a group of people have a Bible study or something at his lunch table, or he wants to stand outside of the in a field and start preaching aloud, who cares?
That's where they're going to put him, is out in a field, because they're not going to want him in the lunchroom where other people are trying to have a conversation and he's bellowing from the side of the room.
Well, I don't know if you've ever been at a cafeteria before. They're fairly loud environments.
If you allow him in the cafeteria, my cafeteria, he's liable to get things thrown at him. So that's another bit of strong peer pressure. So I think this is a difficult situation for the school to deal with. I'm with you on the pamphleteering. If he wants to hand out pamphlets silently to people who are willing to take them, I don't see a particular problem with that. But I would love to get other people's opinions on this, because I think this is a difficult conundrum. 855-450-3733.
That's 855-450-FREE. I'm not sure what the conundrum is, though. If you've got comments, we'd love to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday show.
Mom gives us our own special Christmas ornament every year. This year she gave me one with a picture of me playing soccer. It's my most favorite ornament ever.
Each Christmas, moms everywhere create the wonderful tradition of placing special ornaments on the Christmas tree. This year, you can make your tradition even more special with unique, customizable ornaments from PersonalCreations.com. They have an amazing selection of adorable ornaments to choose from. You can even design the characters to look just like members of your family, including your pets. And you can customize each ornament with any name you'd like to make them truly one of a kind. Radio listeners, you can get a special deal. For a limited time, when you order select ornaments on the site, you'll get a second one absolutely free. That's two amazing ornaments for the price of one, and personalization is included. But hurry, because this exclusive offer ends this Friday at midnight. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to PersonalCreations.com. Click on the orange star in the top right corner and enter the secret code 6767. That's PersonalCreations.com, secret code 6767.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial toll free to bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's 855-453. 855-450-3733. Mark, you said there's a conundrum in this story about a young man in high school, government high school. I'm not sure where the location was.
But Seattle? Near Seattle?
Yes, near Seattle. Who is in hot water over doing some school preaching. He has been speaking aloud, and we're not sure in what circumstance, presumably outside of class. Obviously, speaking aloud and preaching in a class would be pretty disruptive, but, you know, is standing in the hallway and preaching, is that a disruptive activity? But, you know, what was the conundrum that you were getting at? Is it the conundrum of should free speech be allowed at government school at all?
Well, I think it's a continuum. So, you know, free speech is something that that's difficult to talk about. You know, people always say the yelling fire in a crowded theater. I don't really think that's a dilemma. That's private property. And, you know, either theaters have rules against yelling fire or they don't. And obviously you're held responsible for your actions. So that's if you're held responsible for your actions, that's one thing. But in the case of sort of preaching, you're not really no one's going to stampede. You know, so you, I guess, should be able to preach all you want on your own property. And then vicariously, since the government represents everyone and it represents you because you're certainly forced to pay for it, you should be able to speak on government property. Now, this is difficult. If you're talking about, you know, standing right in the mayor's doorway and preaching to him about how he's going to go to hell without being removed by security, you're going to have a problem. But, you know, I think that there's sort of different areas. Like, there's usually these town commons and places where people can go and holler at the top of their lungs to their heart's content during the daytime or whatever. And that's how we've kind of addressed it. But where and when in a school can you preach? Because I would find it annoying as heck if somebody was preaching their version of their religion at school ad nauseum. You know, like, just leave me alone. I don't deserve to be subjected to you day in and day out. That would be my thought process. Mm. Now, I support a person's right to say it, but you're going to create a great deal of tension and animosity if you continue to do this preaching at the school.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We'll go to you with your thoughts. But I want to tell you about what I think is a great opportunity to pick up some gifts for some young people in your life. Mark, you and I have both listened to, I don't know when it was released. It looks relatively new to me. In Freedom's Cause.
Yeah, it's very new.
In Freedom's Cause. It is one of the greatest stories of the struggle for freedom in recorded history. It's the story of William Wallace. It's like Braveheart.
And Robert the Bruce, yeah.
It's like Braveheart, only historically accurate. And it's audio theater, you know, theater of the mind. It's something you don't really hear very often these days, and I think that's one of the reasons why it was so outstanding. They did a great job with the sound effects and the voice acting. In fact, some of the actors they used are pretty big names. Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey, Billy Boyd of Lord of the Rings, Skandar Keynes from Chronicles of Narnia, and James Cosmo, who was also in Braveheart. Go to infreedomscause.com. You can get a study guide, and it's got a crash course. It is a crash course in the struggle for freedom. Children in your life will love this. And for Free Talk Live listeners, that's you, you get a special offer. Use coupon code FTL, and you get a family four-pack of CDs for half price. So that's actually four copies of this full two-and-a-half-hour-long, you know, cinematic quality audio product.
Yeah. And what I think is, it's a great production and very entertaining. And then if you want to use the study guide, you can. So it's historically accurate in the sense that you will learn things, but it's kind of like Braveheart, which is great, but it's actually accurate.
InFreedomsCause.com is the website. The coupon code is FTL. That's InFreedomsCause.com.
And that's half price, so you can get four gifts for, you know, relatively inexpensive, and this is good for all the kids in your life especially.
Let's talk to Paul. He's in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Mark.
Hey. You're on the air.
Yeah, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, well, first of all, I agree with you 100% on the public schools. About teaching people to be drones, no creativity. And when they finish with school, they've got no idea about how to make money. They're not ready for the real world at all.
Oh, yeah.
Social promote people And they can't even spell their names when they get out, except the football, well, the football players are going to college, and then they can't spell their names when they get out of college. But anyway, but the only other thing I'd say, why don't they have a little forum area so that anybody wants to say anything, anybody cares to listen to them, they can have one room or something. They can just say what they want to in that room.
I think it's a good idea.
I don't like that idea. That's a free speech zone, and that bothers me.
Well, at this point, there is no zone. So,
well, the zone should be the entire school.
Well,
it should be free speech.
I think it's untenable.
Well, it's a public school, so you ought to be able to say anything unless you're inciting a riot like you did, you know, that guy. Anyway, I won't get into that. But anyway, you shouldn't incite a riot. That should be against the law. Some people have done this recently and didn't get arrested. So, but public is public, right?
Yeah, I think the incitement to riot, I think, is a difficult thing to quantify, and that terminology can be used against people who, you know, are simply upset about the way things are going in the government. I don't know who we're talking about specifically, but there used to be, before I went to high school, there was a room called the smoking room, and kids would go there to sort of hang out and do their thing.
Smoke cigarettes?
They smoked cigarettes, yeah.
This is at high school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was a long time
ago.
Back
in the day.
And so that would have been a different situation.
Right.
Maybe people could have talked there.
Yeah, but give me, you sound like a Republican if you don't give me something to go to besides public schools. I mean, what's the alternative? You know, Republicans always criticize and don't give any alternative. You know what I'm saying? So what's your alternative to public schools? That's my real question.
Oh, that's an easy answer.
Well, I think that, yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of private schools, and I think that that's what the marketplace would probably fill in with, is different people wanting different schools.
There's homeschooling.
I personally, for my son, we've taken control of his learning because I'm really concerned with kids being, you know, the round pegs being pounded into square holes, and that concerns me. So I want to design the education for my son that's best for him, taking from his lead. So we do something called, I call parent-directed learning or family-directed learning. But other people are going to choose other things. I think it really just comes down to, it's a service. If I want to learn something today, I may go on the internet and learn it for free, or I may pay for a course from the internet, or I may go to college and have somebody teach me and test me and all kinds of other things. And that's really all any kind of education is.
But charter schools, public charter schools are the answer, but try to get into one. Get your child into one. There's such demand. You have to, and in Charlotte, North Carolina, they have a lottery. If your child makes the lottery, he gets in. If he doesn't, that's too bad, you know?
Too bad.
Well, again, a charter school is just another government school that's being operated by usually a non-government organization. So, you know, they have...
I think it's a step in the right direction because it adds competition, but...
That's what I was saying. It's still a government solution. It's not an actual marketplace solution. It's not anything resembling freedom in education. And some charter schools do better, and some not really. So it just all depends. 855-450-FREE is the number. Thanks, Paul, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. You can also reach us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Can you have free speech in the government school system? More coming up. Free Talk Live.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about freedom of speech. Can it exist on a government school campus? In one place nearby Seattle, there is a school district in which there's a young man who is apparently in high school. He's been preaching in the school, and we're not sure exactly where in the school he's been engaging in his preaching. He's also been handing out tracts, religious tracts, and this has bothered some people. They have complained about it, and he's been punished a couple of times, two or three times for this. He is now bringing suit against the school district, as I understand it.
Yes.
And so I'm very interested to see how this pans out, because I'm the kind of person, I'm going to err on the side of free speech.
Right, even though you're not a Christian.
No, I'm not a Christian.
So I think that this is important to look at is that here on Free Talk Live, we don't take teams, we don't take sides, we look at issues as they stand and understand that if you do not stand for people's rights, that they won't stand for you. Even if I wouldn't self-identify as a Christian.
You're a Quaker.
I'm a Quaker, but that's sort of in the Christian tradition. I wouldn't do this behavior. I don't think your immortal soul is in peril, I think is probably what really motivates many people who sort of get out there to try to to convert people. They care about other people, and they know in their heart of hearts that their soul is in peril. They could spend eternity in hell.
He's probably not doing this to be annoying to his classmates, even though some of them may find it annoying.
From his point of view, you have all of eternity to look at. You need to look at this from the big picture. All of eternity will be spent in heaven or hell, and that this is just a drop in the bucket as far as time goes. You better pay attention to your relationship with Jesus or whoever.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We can talk more about free speech in government schools. Does it even exist? Is any semblance of it just an illusion being allowed by the administration? Let's continue that discussion, but first.
Yeah, we're going to the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's going to be held at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin this March, the 28th and 29th of March in 2015. They're going to have the best and brightest speakers and the latest exhibitions in Bitcoin, as well as hosting what this was really fantastic last year, the Million Dollar Bitcoin 2.0 Hackathon. So, four different projects got launched there, and they're on their way to making to be very exciting, and so dropping $1 million on something certainly is helpful in creating new businesses. You're invited, and as a matter of fact, we're invited. We're going to be there. So is the Texas people from the Texas legislature have been invited to allow them to see firsthand that not enacting complicated regulations actually encourages innovation and job creation. Who'd have thought about it? The Texas Bitcoin Conference, that's going to prove that Bitcoin is a force for good. Go on to TexasBitcoinConference.com. You can get your tickets and details about all the ways that you can be a part of the Texas Bitcoin Conference. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be phenomenal. Tickets are $150. If you use this coupon code, you can take $25 off, so $125.
Very affordable.
Yep, just coupon code. Free Talk Live, all one word. We are Free Talk Live. Just all one word. I think you can use FTL, too. They were supposed to turn that on. I don't know if it's been done yet. So there you go. Take $25 off. TexasBitcoinConference.com. It's in Austin at the Moody Theater. Should be a lot of fun. March 28th and 29th.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, especially the change in venue. That's, I think, the most exciting part about this for me, because being in downtown Austin, it's just going to be more fun that way to go to a convention. So looking forward to it. And so we've been talking about this guy. He's in trouble. He's a high schooler. He's been preaching. He's been handing out pamphlets, tracts. And I guess I'm wondering, who out there listening thinks that he shouldn't be able to do that? Because, Mark, you're sounding like somebody who's saying, no, this guy should have some sort of, if you're going to allow him to do this, it should be in some sort of restricted room in which, of course, no one's going to go. So what's the point of speaking?
Hold on just a second. Young people tend to be more interested in ideas, right? You don't see anybody going to the town common, generally, except crazy people with their soapbox to stand on and preach. But young people tend to be more interested in ideas. Older people tend to be more set in their ways. I'm less interested in, going someplace to hear somebody, talk about their radical idea, whatever that might be, than I was when I was younger. And so that you might very well have a situation, because in order to speak freely, you would have to go to some place, go to the room. So therefore, you'd have all kinds of different people exchanging ideas. So I think that it could be a room, a forum in a school could be more valuable than a classroom. Because think about it for a second. We use ideas every day. Many of these ideas were formulated in high school and college time frames. And most of the things I learned in high school I'm not using today. So I'm not saying high school is of no value, but I am saying that, hey, this could be a free-form learning room, and it would be a heck of a lot more valuable than this kid standing up on his table in the lunchroom getting pelted by
people's biscuits. You don't know what he's doing. You just made that up. Maybe he's
I don't know what the specifics are, but when you say that, use the term freedom of speech, it means you are free to speak anytime you wish. So therefore, you should be able to speak anytime you want, and you can't do that in high school.
No, that's true. You can. And it is sort of this balancing act between having an environment that is one in which people can actually learn something, because obviously if there's some person shouting Bible verses, you know, just outside of a class, that's going to make it difficult to concentrate on the slideshow or whatever the hell is going on in the classroom. So, I mean, I can understand that there's that one side of this pushing toward, you know, a quiet environment for people in which they can learn. And then on the other side, there's the push for, hey, this is a government school. There should be free speech allowed at the very least in certain places on the government school campus. And I'm not, even though while I would agree that, you know, being in class and just speaking randomly would be inappropriate, I also think that going and just having one area in which someone can speak, the sort of classic free speech zone that we've been put forth, that has been put forth in various different protest locations. For instance, if, you know, some politician's coming somewhere, the Secret Service will set up a free speech zone and they'll try to force people to go in there or strongly encourage them to go in there. I know that when I went to the Keene State College here, I did not attend Keene State College, but I went to the college when they were having this politician, Joe Biden, he was coming there during one of the political campaigns.
You call him the vice president.
I think he was the VP at the time.
All right.
But anyway, he's, you know, he's a politician. He came to the campus. There was Secret Service. And they had set up these free speech zones. And we were strongly encouraged to go to the free speech zone, but ultimately we chose not to, and they didn't do anything about it. So I think that, you know, you should not go to these free speech zones. To go into a free speech zone on your own volition, meaning that, you know, you've been asked to or sort of told to in a not so ordering way by a police officer saying something like, I'm going to have to ask you to go into the free speech zone. Okay, thanks for asking. I'll stay right here. I think that it's important to make your stand where you are, and that's why I support this guy. Now, again, without knowing exactly the circumstances as to how he was speaking, in what venue, on the school campus, presuming he wasn't particularly trying to disrupt the classes that were nearby, I support him in making his stand. I think he's doing the right thing.
Well, okay, so I think that the problem here is that you're asking me for an incremental change in order to, I don't think that it's right to go after this kid who's been suspended three times for, you know, talking about his religion. I don't support that, but I'm looking for an opportunity for him. Because my solution to this is get rid of every single government school, which I call middle-class welfare babysitting, because that's what it is to me. Schooling is something
Well, that's not going to happen, Mark. I mean, that's an ideal world. Let's go to Patrick in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
I kind of agree and disagree with the whole school thing. I think high school is different. I think this topic would be a little more appropriate maybe for college age, you know, this discussion. I think in high school, and you know, the point is it is a government school, and if I don't have kids in high school age yet, but if my kids are in a government school in high school, then I have the right for my kids to get a good education without being...
Stand by. I want to give you a chance to...
If you send your kids to government high school, the chances of them getting a good education are pretty slim.
Yeah, hang on, Patrick. We'll bring it back. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also just 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, a police chief made some profane videos earlier this year, and turns out the truth about him is, well, he was actually working for the feds the whole time, and he was trying to gin up angry people and turn them into angry people who would do something against the government. We can give you more information about that, because we actually covered the story originally when this guy first made news. And so there's that, and there's lots of other stuff that we can talk about. Of course, your calls come first. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. If you want to support the show, shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. Of course, it's the holiday shopping season. Great time to get some shopping done, maybe order some gifts for your friends. Of course, Amazon has gift services as well. You order through our links at shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So you get the same great prices, the same huge selection, the great deals you're used to. At Amazon, you're just entering through our affiliate links, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Patrick is in Virginia listening to WNIS. Patrick, I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out. You were saying something about, we were talking about these high schoolers, and one of them in particular is in trouble for preaching. And you were saying your son or daughter has a right to an education, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get all your thoughts out. So go ahead.
Yeah, sure. And again, you know, I was a private school product myself. My wife, she went through public school. She went on through to get an MBA and, you know,
that route. Me, not so much. You know, I ended up with a high school diploma and had to find a job. But so I definitely think education is more than just the schooling. I think it's, you know, parents and everything like that, you know, to make
Absolutely. I think that's the parents are the single biggest indicator as to how a kid is going to do in life.
Exactly. And so, and it's to that same point, you know, I think in, you know, growing up through middle school or even in the high school, those are those formative years where the parents should have control over their child's development to some degree, their exposure and things like that. So, you know, you get children who are, and this kid, there's no way this kid, that's his own agenda. I mean, I was in high, you guys, you know, when we were in high school, there's no way that was, our focus was to start a rally over, you know, any specific topic, you know.
Well, like, I don't know about that because I was very into anarcho-communism in school. That's just what I wanted to talk about.
Sure.
It was very important to me, and it's not that I would have gone and done the preaching, but I didn't have the personality type for it. Somebody else might have.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what concerns me here about what you're saying is that you're picking an arbitrary time frame, which is the end of high school, you know, May.
Sure.
May of the you know, around surrounding your 18th year, and saying that this is, you know, this is the end period for when kids have the ability to sort of decide whether they can be introduced to new ideas, and then starting in August of that next of that same year, then they can really begin to talk about ideas when they're freshmen in college. And I don't think I agree with you. I think
well,
that our and biggest problem with high schools is that they're less like college than they should be, not you know, more.
Well, no, and I think that's the point too. There though is that age line. You're talking a juvenile compared to an adult. You're talking to somebody who can make their own choices.
Yeah, that's a real, hold on. That's a ridiculous legal
when
discrimination.
When you say a juvenile versus an adult, you're saying that a politician has decided that 18 years. Some politicians have decided that 18
right.
years old is a
right.
is adulthood, and that 17 year old years old isn't. And I say to right. you that minds mature differently in different areas, and so therefore we can't have some arbitrary time frame, especially when you're talking about ideas, because ideas aren't that ideas only become dangerous is when they're prohibited.
Right. And I'm all about fostering, you know, ideas coming forth. And but the expectation is we've all agreed to that. You know, as
I haven't agreed to it. I've had it forced on me by a bunch of politicians who are now dead.
Same with me. I was the guy who, you know, joined the military at 18 and then wondered why I couldn't drink. You know, so I understand that concept. However, as a nation as a whole, nobody seems to be challenging that point. So if you're
nobody's challenging what point?
The age point of a juvenile into an adulthood.
I will challenge that point. I will challenge that point. That's a ridiculous discrimination against young people to call someone who is under the age of 18 and unable to make a decision in their lives is just truly insulting.
But
I had a credit card at 17.
They can't vote. They can't do
well, they should be able to.
A few short decades ago, 21-year-olds were the ones that could vote.
That's right, and I'm not arguing against any of that. And even, you know, years back, you could buy alcohol at 18, but I'm not arguing any against that. What I am saying is that is the expectation this nation has. And so if you're uninformed and you're raising a child up through that group and your expectation is my child is not going to be exposed to and or overly, and not bullied, but overly, saturated with information in these formative years because that's the expectation I have, then they have the right to it. They do pay for that school just like everybody else. They do pay for that government. We all pay our taxes. So what I'm saying...
What you're saying, I just want to make sure I'm understanding you, Patrick. You're saying that you believe that when you're sending kids to government schools, that they should not be exposed to a variety of information?
No, that's not what he's saying. What he's saying is that we're all owners of public schools. All the parents that send their kids there, and then everybody else, too. And I think that this is really the problem, is look, if I rent an office and somebody wants to come and preach to me from my, you know, inside my, you know, office while I'm trying to work, that's not free speech when I take them and I kick them out on the street.
Well, that's private property versus public property.
Yeah, but what is public property, though?
I mean, I'm clearly not an owner of the government. Government schools, they banned me from all the campuses.
I think what the other students involved in this environment are private property. Each and every student is a private property of their parents. They do send them to a government school, and what their expectation, even though they might be uninformed, and there are the, unfortunately, they're the majority, I believe, but their thing is, my kids are to get educated and nothing else, and until they get into the college years, and then I kind of cut them loose. They're an adult per our statutes and our standards in America. So that's
so you're saying you don't think that this young man should be able to preach while he's at school?
I don't think he should. No, not in high school. No, I think, you know, again, if he wants to, you know, I had my circle of friends and we had all our circle of friends, your jocks, or, you know, if you want to express it within that group, even at the lunch, that's fine. But if you're standing up trying to express it to the school as a whole, I don't agree with that. No.
So no passing out pamphlets, no tracts?
No, none of that. I think because again, amongst his own circle of friends, by all means, you know. But this is high school. This isn't college. This is. I mean, look at all high schools are regulated to a special degree. They're so far.
Yeah, I think it's sad, man. College. I think your position is really anti-freedom and really kind of sad.
No, I think it's an age thing. I definitely
an age thing. Why do you keep coming back to that?
Well, because
why would somebody at age 18 be somehow more able to identify things they agree with or disagree with than someone who's 17 or 16?
Well, because I believe there's some kids at 16 who don't develop as quick as other children at 16. And if those other children at 16 who develop faster want to implement their plan or you know, persuade these younger
people hold on.
To develop as fast, they're
shouldn't.
That.
If you, what you're saying is the kids aren't prepared for ideas, I disagree with the statement, then shouldn't we disallow parents from, of you know, like I remember when I was a kid, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the good Lord my soul to keep, and if I die before I wake, that's some crazy crap, by the way, there, to give you some kid.
Yeah,
like, so my, you know, parents indoctrinated me in these ideas, this is just allowing somebody else to attempt some indoctrination in school.
That's the parents' right, unfortunately. Yeah. It really
Wait a minute, but why would you give these government bureaucrats a pass? I mean, if you're saying that teenagers can't make decisions and can't determine what's right or wrong or, you know, can't decide things for themselves, why should they be indoctrinated by anyone, including the teachers?
I want them to make their own decisions, and I want them, but I also believe that, you know, if my child goes to a public school that I'm paying for, and I don't want him exposed to that type of literature. That
so then you would support then, just so I'd want to make sure I'm clear, so you support no religious outreach, then would you also support that the U.S. military should not be allowed to recruit on campus?
Yes. Up until college. I believe before in high school, I believe it should be strictly.
All right, at least you're consistent there. I appreciate the consistency, Patrick, and thank you for the call tonight. Because you know the
no advertising in the cheerleaders' phone directory either. Because remember how that was funded with advertising. And advertising warps people's minds. And there's no doubt. You know, there's all kinds of things to talk about how it changes our behavior. So therefore, you know, sponsors of
advertising to young people for sure.
The football stadium high school was named after the guy who was the biggest donor to the Bayshore Betterment Foundation or whatever.
So in most high schools around the country that are government high schools, they have military recruiters coming in there on a regular basis, setting up a table or, you know, however they're doing it. Usually it's some sort of a table in the cafeteria, someplace where there's a fair amount of people around, and they're pitching military service. They're pitching join the military, you know, get out of high school, join the military. And
they don't let other employers do that generally.
They don't do that, and they don't also, in a lot of places, allow counter-recruiters. So I've tried to set up a counter-recruiting table, finding military veterans who are willing to come in and talk to these students and give them the truth about joining the military, and the school board said no to that. So clearly, some speech is more equal than others. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.